The Life of Mary Southern, the human and believable story of a young widow who has chosen the long uphill road from poverty toward security with complete faith in her ultimate success. And now, The Life of Mary Southern. This has been an eventful week for Mary, a week in which hope has been mixed with anxiety. Hope, because she has taken the first step toward supporting herself and her children. She has obtained a job in Ned Barker's restaurant on trial. Anxiety, because Ned has made a dangerous enemy of a customer by ordering him out of the lunchroom for impertinence to Mary. And now, a new worry has caused her to forget her personal problems temporarily. She has learned that the likable young boy, Tommy Garfield, whom she invited into the lunchroom last night, spends too much time in a pool room operated by Joe Kramer, the same man who holds a serious grudge against Ned Barker. Mary aroused David's interest in Tommy, but a short while ago, Tommy swaggered into the restaurant, declaring that he had a good job and was not interested in the boys' club at the neighborhood house. He refused to reveal the nature of his job and ran out of the lunchroom when Mary and David tried to question him. Less than 5 minutes have passed. Mary and David are hurrying along the dark street near the waterfront on their way to Joe Kramer's pool room.
I thought we'd catch up with Tommy before this, David.
Well, maybe he didn't come this way.
I'm sure he did. How much farther is the pool room, David?
Let me see. It's about 2 blocks.
Oh. Well, come on, let's hurry.
Say, Mary, I've just thought of something. I don't know why I didn't think of it before. Say, I must be crazy letting you talk me into this.
Well, we've got to know if Tommy's really working for Joe Kramer.
No, but this is no place for you, Mary. I told you I'd come down here after I'd taken you home.
Well, if a boy of 15 can spend hours in a cheap pool room, I guess it won't hurt me to look at the place.
Well, that's all you're going to do, though. Just look at it. Now, you're not going inside.
Oh, David, please don't stop to argue.
Mary, please, you're not going inside that
place. Well, I'll decide about that when we get there. Oh, look, David.
What?
Look right over there. There's Tommy ahead of us. See?
Oh, yes.
See, he just crossed the street.
Yes, now, wait a minute, Mary. Wait a minute. Now, look, there's no use talking to him again tonight. You'll only make him more stubborn.
Well, perhaps. But, David, I think he wanted to listen to you. He seemed interested in the boys' club, and I don't think he likes Joe Kramer.
Well, all right. Come on. He's nearly there. I'll talk to him again, Mary. I'll call him.
Oh, David, wait.
What?
Look, there's a girl speaking to him.
I wonder where she came from.
I think she was standing there in the doorway. Look. Look right over there. See? He's stopping to talk to her.
Yes. Looks like an argument. She's holding his arm. Maybe she's trying to keep him from going to the pool room, too.
I wonder if it could be his sister. He told me she was all the family he had.
Oh.
Come on, let's go closer, David, and find out.
Well, Mary, now, I don't know about that. Maybe she won't thank us for interfering.
Well, we're only trying to help Tommy. She'll certainly understand that if she is a sister.
Yes, and if she's the right sort of a girl.
They told me I had a job.
Hey, listen, it's an argument.
Oh, good job.
You're lying now. Truant officer was around here after you again today. He says you ain't been to school in a week.
I'm quitting school. I got a job, I tell you.
Oh, tell
it's
me,
your
listen.
Sister.
Come on, David, I've got to talk to her.
Even if you think I am, I'm nearly 16. No, truant officer's going to tell me what... Hey, what goes here?
Hello, Tommy.
Hello.
And you can leave me alone, too.
Do you know him, Tommy?
We'd like to meet your sister, Tommy.
What are you going to say to her?
Yeah. What do you want of Tommy or me? Who are you?
I'm Mary Southern, and this is a friend of mine, David Drake.
How do you do?
You're Miss Garfield, aren't you?
Yeah. But how do you know Tommy?
She's okay. She works in Barker's lunchroom down the street. She gave me a free meal last night.
Oh. So you were out begging for free meals, were you? Well, there's dinner at home if you'd come and get it.
He wasn't begging, Miss Garfield. I invited him into the lunchroom to eat.
Why?
Oh, because he looked cold and hungry. Because he looked like such a fine young boy.
Him? Fine? Spends all his time in pool rooms. There's a truant officer after him all the time. And now he's lying to me. Telling me he has a job.
I have a job, I tell you, friend. And it pays big money. $5 a week in advance.
You're lying. Who'll pay you $5 a week?
Someday you'll find out I'm smart. I'm going after the big money, sis. I'll get plenty more than that before I'm through. Just wait and see.
Big money? Tommy,
Tell me, who's paying you $5 a week? Answer me.
Oh, quit asking so many questions, sis.
I don't think Tommy really likes his new job. Do you, Tommy?
Say, what do you know about it?
I don't know, but I'm afraid I can guess who his new boss is.
Well, it can't be honest money. Say, Tommy. Tommy, it ain't Joe Kramer. You ain't working for a crook like him.
Joe's no crook.
Oh, so he's hooked you, has he, to do his dirty work? To bring suckers into his gambling room in the back?
I ain't doing anything crooked. But I got a chance to make money, and I'm taking it.
You keep away from Joe Kramer, Tommy, or I'll tell the judge to send you to reform school.
You never do that. See you later, sis.
Tommy. Tommy, come back.
So long.
Oh, let's see. Maybe you've got the right idea.
Oh, no, we've got to get Tommy away from this place.
Say, who are you anyway? Why are you so interested in Tommy?
Just a woman trying to make a living as you are. But I'd like to take a little time to help Tommy, if you'll let me.
Yes, he's a fine youngster, Miss Garfield, and he'll be a fine man. If we can only get him interested in something more wholesome than Kramer's pool room. I'm starting a boys' club at the neighborhood house.
Oh, now I get it. He's social workers. Uh-huh. I met him before. They're always meddling in other people's business.
Miss Garfield, you don't want Tommy sent to a reform school, do you? And later, to prison, perhaps?
What do you think?
I know you don't. If we could just sit down quietly and talk, I think you'll believe that I'm sincerely interested in Tommy and I want to help him.
Well, there's no harm in talking.
I live at Mrs. McPherson's boarding house on Elm Street, not very far from here. Would you stop in with me now and have a cup of tea?
Well, it's on my way home. What have I got to lose?
Sure you won't have another cup of tea, Fran?
No, thanks. I gotta go home. I pushed the clock at the factory at 7 a.m.
Well, I've enjoyed talking to you so much. I hope you'll come again.
I might.
And I promise you that David, Mr. Drake, and I'll do everything we can to persuade Tommy to go back to school and join the boys' club. I think he needs wholesome recreation more than anything in the world right now.
He needs money more.
Well, we'll try to find him an honest job after school. But you know, the more education he has, the better fitted he'll be for a good job. And then if he works hard...
Hard work never got anybody anywhere. Not these days, anyway.
Oh, I don't agree with you. I feel there's as much opportunity today as there ever was.
Opportunity? For what? To go on working in a factory till I drop dead?
A girl as pretty as you are will be married in a few years.
Not me. Not unless I find a rich guy.
But, Fran...
Listen, I got a boyfriend who can't even support himself. I'd be a fool to marry him.
Do you love him?
Love him? Sure. But not enough to get married and spend my life the way my mother did. Cooking, washing dishes, wearing last year's clothes. And finally dying in a cold water flat.
But if you love him and believe in him, don't you think he might make more money someday?
That's what my mother thought about Dad all her life. And they got poorer every year.
But that needn't happen to you, Fred.
Oh, no? Well, I don't believe in fairy stories with them happy endings. If you want something in this world, you got to go after it.
Of course, I believe that, too. If you want something badly enough and you're willing to work hard enough...
There you go again. Work. I tell you, you don't get anywhere working. Tommy's got the right idea. Pick up easy money till the cops catch up.
Oh, no, you don't believe that. If you did, you wouldn't have gone to that pool room tonight to beg Tommy to come home.
Oh, well, he's only a kid. I figured I ought to try to keep him straight. It's no use. I've given up.
You can't give up, then. Tommy's a fine boy. He's got to have a chance. I want to help him. To help you, too, if you'll let me.
You can't help me. You can't give me the things I want. I want to hear music and to dance and laugh and have fun. You just said I was pretty. Well, why shouldn't I have the things other pretty girls have? Nice clothes, furs and jewels.
I like furs and jewels, too. Every woman does, but they don't bring happiness.
But they make me happy. I've been a fool long enough. You don't think I'm happy working in that factory all day, do you? I'm not getting anywhere being honest and respectable. I've tried that. Now I'm going to try something else.
Does Tommy's sister mean everything she said? Or has she exaggerated her bitterness because Mary is a sympathetic listener? In any event, Mary, who carries her full share of worry, has assumed two new responsibilities. Tommy and his sister. Through her desire to help others, Mary is learning that one problem leads to another. She has found Tommy's sister as seriously in need of sympathetic help as Tommy. But will Mary be able to maintain her own courage and her unselfishness as Tommy? In helping others if Ned Barker fails to give her a permanent job in the lunchroom? Have Mary and David, in their enthusiasm, promised more than they can accomplish? Will they find a way of persuading Tommy to give up his lucrative job with Joe Kramer? There'll be an unexpected development concerning Tommy tomorrow. You won't want to miss tomorrow's chapter in the life of Mary Southern.